Here we go. Here's the music. From the sound of that music, if you're a regular listener of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, then you would recognize this as the beginning of our bit. Have you seen any good movies lately? With our own very own movie critic, and a lot of talk shows, you know, don't have their own movie critic. Does Howard Stern have his own movie critic?
I don't know.
Does Imus have his own movie critic? Dr. Laura sure doesn't have her own movie critic, but we do, because we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and now I introduce to you our very own movie critic, Little Scotty B. Hello, Scott.
Hey, fellas.
How's it going, Scotty?
It's going all right. I only saw one movie this week. I called to take Bob Pagani's place.
Oh, you want to trade places with Bob Pagani?
Where'd he go?
We could call him up again if you want.
Man, I wanted to talk to him about this. I got a life he's dying for.
Well, we're going to call him up right now, and while we're dialing him up, have you seen any good movies lately?
I only saw one movie. It's been a slow week. I saw Deep Impact.
That was the asteroid crashes into Earth and kills everyone movie.
Yeah, and you can bet your last dollar that within a month there's going to be a porno with some sort of spin-off name of that.
Oh,
you don't
come
even need
on.
To spin off the name. Just keep the name the same.
True, but they'll do something with it. They'll make it a little catchy.
They'll put an extra
E. Is this asteroid collision movie any better than the disaster movies of the 70s, like The Towering Inferno and Airport 77 and all those other disaster movies, Earthquake?
Was OJ in this one?
No, of course the special effects are far superior.
Oh, yeah.
But rather than the charisma of a Paul Newman or a Steve McQueen, we're left with Tia Leone, who, don't get me wrong, is hot, with a capital HOT, but she can't really, you know, carry the whole picture herself.
Now, who's she? What character does she play?
She plays a hard-nosed, up-and-coming TV reporter who discovers the government secret that a meteor is in fact heading for Earth and is going to end existence as we know it.
Yeah, does this continue the trend that we see in recent major motion pictures from La La Land, as I like to call Los Angeles, where they seem to portray the government as covering stuff up, keeping secrets from the people that could possibly be harmful to the people if they knew the truth, and we are to accept this as everyday fact that cover-up and deceit goes on at the highest levels of government. Do you see this as a trend in Hollywood movies?
Yes, I definitely do see it as a trend. Movies are becoming a lot more conspiracy-oriented, but, you know, hey, open your eyes, buddy. You know, this is a wake-up call. It's time to figure out what's going on, okay? And Hollywood's leading the way.
Hey, I was just asking a real long question until we got Bob back on the phone, and I think we did.
Yeah, Scott, do you still want to talk to Bob?
Bob! Bob?
Hello?
Hello, is Bob Pagani online?
I'm right here.
Okay, Scott, in case somebody just tuned in, we had just gotten done talking to Bob Pagani, who has an offer. He wants to trade places with anyone that'll have him. I mean, literally, he'll come to your house, you go to his house, trade jobs, trade wives, trade cars, except he doesn't have a car. Trade everything. Trade your life. Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, this is Scott, little Scotty B. He's the movie critic, Scott Barlow. He's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show's very own movie critic.
Hi, Chris. No, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Scott.
Hi,
yeah.
Scott. Hey, what's up, BP?
What's up?
Hey, I'm ready to take your place, baby.
Okay, you want to come in here?
What?
You definitely want to come into this little crappy little radio station I'm working at?
Undoubtedly, and I got a life you're going to be salivating over.
Okay, try it. What? Describe it to me.
Well, you know, it's not going to sound all that great at first.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it.
That sounds like mine so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work in a fast food restaurant, right?
Yeah.
But it's a real quality restaurant. I mean, it's great. I make a pretty good dollar, too. You know what I'm saying? Pretty good dollar. Flipping burgers, you know, there's a lot of action, you're dunking fries, you're making chicken, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You get free food, man.
Yeah.
Free food.
He gets to eat Bob gets to eat a Ponderosa free every day now, Scotty B.
That's right, so I don't know.
It's one of those radio perks. A lot of people in radio business get free pizza, and our friend Bob here, he gets all the Ponderosa he can eat, which probably beats that crappy little fast food restaurant that you flip burgers at.
But where I work at, you can get a cheeseburger with ham on it.
Ooh,
think
ooh,
about that.
Damn. You know what's good, Bob, and you might want to try this sometime,
yeah,
is to get a hamburger with two pieces of beef, two slices of cheese, some bacon, and then just the skin of a chicken breast.
Ooh, man.
That's good.
Oh, that's a heart clocker.
Yeah, you throw away the breast, you just pull the skin off, put that bad boy on the burger.
Yeah, ooh, man.
And a little extra mayo.
You know, you should get those paddles, cardiac paddles with that automatically.
Scott, continue with the observations of your life.
Well, I got a great place. I live next to a couple of lesbians.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're kind of open to, you know, playing on the other side, you know,
batting for the other team occasionally.
And also, I've got that new Third Eye Blind CD, right? And you can have it.
Damn. This gets better and better.
Have you heard that new song?
No.
How's it gonna be when you don't know me anymore? You know, that's a great tune.
Man, this deal's improving by the minute.
And you can have it. That's like a $15 value right there.
Hey, Scott, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but the bottom line here is you have to go to Easton, Pennsylvania, and take Bob Pagani's life as well. Now, are you up for that challenge?
Sammy Chomp kind of like, baby, doot, 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 doot. I'm up for it. Let's do it.
Now, Bob, is Easton, Pennsylvania the stepping stone to New York City as far as media market stepping stones go?
I think Easton is a stepping stone to Reading, Pennsylvania.
Once you rule Easton, you go to Reading, then Reading, you go to Fort Lee, New Jersey, and then New York.
And eventually you're edging ever closer to New York. That's right. Little by little.
Hey, you know, Bob, something a lot of people don't know about the fast food industry is it's pretty much a gateway, an open door to Tail City.
Really?
I mean, you're going to get so many chicks. I'll tell you what, I got to fight them off. I got to beat them off with a stick.
I mean, you got that lubricant right there, the grease and everything.
Well, Scott, if everything is so good, why do you want to trade your life for Bob Pagani's?
I need a change. I've become jaded.
Have you?
You know, I mean, you walk up to a good-looking chick, you say, you want that well done, or you want that medium rare? And it's all over, you know, and you do that so many times, and it just starts to, you get hollow inside, you get an empty place inside.
At that fast food restaurant you work at, do you really grill them medium rare or well done?
I can make it any way you want it,
you know? It's not just one size fits all?
Oh, yeah, you know, when you got that grill filled, and that steam's rising right up in your face, and your pits are sweating.
That's a
like
feeling
crazy,
of accomplishment,
isn't it? It gets the women hot.
But do you feel like you've accomplished something at the end of the day, Scotty B? You've fed Eastern Cincinnati.
Yes, I've fed. I mean, most of the clientele are what you might call rednecks, but most of them are very nice people. And the restaurant is located less than a block away from a strip club. Man, I'm telling you, you get off work, you go look at the breastesses bouncing around. You know, it's great. You can't beat it.
It's a tempting offer you're dangling in front of me here.
Plus, the Third Eye Blind CD. Let's not forget that, because you don't graduate! Wow, 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 wow!
I'm guessing Blean has a better wardrobe, though. Of the two, you know, it's a toughie.
Yeah, well, I haven't planned on getting a sex change yet, but we can do that, too.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to.
If that'll make it more appealing to you, we can do that.
Are you serious, Scotty B., or is it or is this a radio bit?
Oh, it's a heart attack.
You're serious?
And I've also got, what's that Smash Mouth CD, you know? Might as well be walking on the sun. Bow, bow, bow. You can have that one, too. I'll throw that in.
Do you have an actual stereo to play them on?
Yeah, but I got to take that with me.
Oh.
I'm sorry,
Bob. I can't ask for the moon here, can I?
Bob Pagani, we're not wasting your time, are we?
No.
Okay, good. All right, well, Scott, I'm going to give you Bob Pagani's phone number, and if you're truly serious about this...
I want to hear from him in the morning.
You can call Bob first thing in the morning at 610-330-0270.
How early is too early to call?
6 to 10.
6 to 10, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Because I'm an early bird.
We'll be there.
I'm a morning guy.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Scott, again, that phone number is 610-330-0270. You got it?
Wait, 0270.
Well, you know, one thing that bothers me about this so far is, Scott, when you were naming the different aspects of your life, you mentioned your job, your CD collection, you never once mentioned the fact that you were the official Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie reviewer. Like, that doesn't rank anywhere in the importance of your life? When you take inventory of what is Scotty B., where the hell does the official movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show fit into this? Somewhere below your new Smash Mouth CD, I take it.
I told him there were perks, and that's one of the perks.
On a serious note for a moment, Scott, you're going to be back next week with a whole gamut of new summertime movie blockbusters to review for the Chris and Rob show, I'm sure.
Probably deeper impact.
And hasn't this stint as the movie critic on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show been a stepping stone to other movie critic opportunities you've had?
Yeah, I've had calls from a lot of places, but, you know...
Well, aren't you writing movie reviews now for Everybody's News?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the big time now.
So if you pull out last week's copy of Everybody's News and look up all the different movies there, and keep looking, Greg Procaccino writes most of them. There's a few that they get off the wire from Roger Ebert, but you look closely, and there's a few from Scott Barlow, right?
Yeah, and plus, you know, if you're interested in talking to me, exchanging ideas about film or mise-en-scène, you can email me at my homepage. I've got a webpage too, you know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, hit us with it.
It's www.patheticloser.com.
Okay,
and pathetic loser is all one word.
You're a pathetic loser.
It's capitalized too.
This has been, have you seen any good movies lately? With our movie critic, Scott Barlow, who his career may be shortened here momentarily. We'll be back in a moment, won't we?
Yeah, Mike Watt's coming up, supposedly.
Supposedly, he'll probably be drunk.
WAIF. And, we never say the call letters.
WAIF, Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're also going to have a groundbreaking technological achievement here at WAIF shortly. Going to do a live link up with the Mir space station. You know, that Russian space station that's orbiting the Earth? So you'll want to stay tuned for that as well.
Some bad accents on the way, as well as Attaboy Awards.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
WAIF.